everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
Possibly the greatest championship run in the history of championship runs.
We want to bring a title back to DC.
With definitely the most expert panel in the history of expert panels on Around the Horn. Let's go! Duval!
Oh no. Oh no.
Logan Roy comes to us from Waystar Royco after his appearance at the congressional hearings over the Cruz scandal last month.
Hey, what do you want, Wumscan? I own everything. Do you see my ship? I'm going to own ESPN. I'm going to own the ride home.
All right. Here we go. In Texas, number one in the charts. Number one in our hearts. Is that Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus?
Howdy, Antonio. Just like Clemson, we're number one in the country. And we're going to ride this thing till we can't no more.
How do?
Billy Ray. Okay, Gardner Minshew is with us in Jacksonville just before he gets on the flight out to London before this week's game with the Texans.
Tony, it's Gardner Flint Minshew the second. Get it right or I'll take your job, too.
Do I own her?
And in Plasma 4, Sam Darnold's spleen, I'm guessing? What are we looking at here?
Enlarged and in charge, Tony. Breaking down barriers and blood cells.
Yes. Nicely done. The first organ in ESPN history. It's an honor to be joined by Sam Darnold's spleen. I guess we're going to do this, right? We're going to talk about the World Series with this panel. Let's go. Let's go around the horn.
Yeehaw.
We are in a run of championships in recent years that, I mean, it's almost incomprehensible. I'm thinking about the Cubs, the Cavs, Leicester City, the Eagles, the Capitals, Virginia and South Carolina basketball, the Blues, the Mystics. But the Washington Nationals say, hold my beer, all right? They are indestructible. They've been unkillable. Maybe as resilient as any team ever. 19-31. The five elimination games with wins against Cy Young winners and Hall of Fame pitchers, down 3-2 on the road here, down to their last eight outs last night. That's where we're going to pick it up, esteemed panel. And Lil Nas X, I know you were at this game, covering this game for your next single. Did the Nats win it or the Astros blow it?
I gotta believe the Astros blew it. Right when he had a chance to do something, he had the horses in the back and didn't go to him when he decided he was going to take out Greinke in this game. He got spooked by the walk, he got spooked by the bomb, and didn't go to Gerrit Cole, the guy who actually is the best pitcher, in my opinion, on that staff, who's not even associating himself with this team. This series was about the Nationals. This game was about the Astros blowing it at home for yet another time.
So pulling Greinke was the blowing it, or was not going to Cole the blowing it, Lil Nas?
I think pulling him and the combination of the two, just like this tremendous combination that you can see obviously top of the charts, was the problem right there. He had one option. He didn't go to either one of them correctly.
And it seems like Billy Ray concurs. Okay, very good.
I'm with my little buddy here. I'm with him. I do want to say Washington, five comeback wins. Let's
Let's tip our hats to
him. Okay, thank you very much. Gardner Minshew, did the Astros blow last night or the Nats win it?
First, Tony, want to say I'm happy to be here. You know, you never like to see a superstar go down, but Izzy's got me ready for the big show, and now I'm taking over. As for the Nats, well, Tony, when you win the title, you get the crown. Now, it ain't no crown royal.
Sam Darnold spleen, dare I ask what you thought of Game 7 of the World Series?
I mean, the Astros absolutely blew it, Tony. A.J. Hinch has some explaining to do, if you know what I mean. I mean, to have the best pitcher in baseball and not use him when he's willing to go that final three innings, get you those final nine outs. The choice there is obvious. Either keep Greinke in the game, but if you're going to take Greinke out, you got to go to Gerrit Cole, who, by the way, you're not saving his arm for anything other than opening day for the Angels next
year. Right, right. And you know all about body parts. So I go to you for the future of body parts. Absolutely. What is this? What was our budget for Stu Gatz? Is there a red sheet on top of him? All right, Logan Roy.
Spleen expert suddenly? I mean, what are you talking
game
about?
Game 7 of the World Series, spleen. Logan Roy.
Does that guy work for me? I'd like to. Can we get rid of him? You're fired. Fracking out of here. No chance for you. World Series. I remember going to the Washington Senators game in 1924, and I remember that being a really good series. And I thought this was a great series with a lot of happening things. And I'm glad I owned the Astros since last night because they were easy sell. And the reason why they were easy sell was the Nationals ended up being a better team that actually had a better run and beat the Dodgers, beat the Brewers in that one game playoff. They then beat the Cardinals, and they beat the best two teams that had over 100 wins, and they beat them. This is all about the Senators. I don't want to hear from that guy down there, the Cowboy, Senators. about the mistakes they made.
It's no surprise Logan Roy's in the wrong century here. Could this be the best run ever? Lil Nas, I went through the whole list there. 12 games under 500, nearly a third into the season, all the elimination wins. Best run in the history of the sport, Lil Nas?
First of all, the best run in history is right here, 17 weeks atop the charts. Don't get that one twisted. But this is a squad that's been in the valley while the rest of you all couldn't get off the porch. All those comebacks? Are you kidding me? This is a team that nobody believed in anything, including individuals in their own hometown. They had no faith, but they came back after in May. They were, you know, 19 wins in May. Look, if you want to say that there's a better run, I'll say perhaps, but you're certainly not going to find that argument from me. Not anywhere or anywhere else.
Doesn't seem like we're going to get any argument from Billy Ray Cyrus either. He's just happy to fill in for about two lines and a verse.
Somebody who was in this chair 3 weeks ago told you all about the Nats. That's all you
know. Oh, yes, that is right. I need to reward that from Billy Ray. Gardner, how about you?
Tony, this, I may be 23, but this mustache is 57. It's done seen something. You don't just win a title like that. I'll tell you what, Tony, you ever been in the pocket when it's closing? You don't go down. You scramble. This team scrambled. And it's not how you start. It's who you finish. It's how you finish.
And who you finish and how you finish, all right? And now what you finish. Spleen, can I ask you what you saw from this series?
You can. I was talking about this with my kidneys just last night, Tony. It's funny that you asked. And here's the thing, you know, is it the greatest run of all time? No, it's just the most recent run of all time, but certainly a spectacular run. When you consider the Nationals and where they were in the regular season and where they were in the postseason, trailing late in the game against Josh Hader, trailing late in game five, I believe, against a Clayton Kershaw, trailing late in the game last night and coming up with big home run and big hit after big home run and big hit. So it's certainly one of the great runs of all time. I don't know if it's the greatest, but it's certainly up there.
All right. So you don't know if it's the greatest, but would you put him up against anybody all time?
I would put him up against maybe that Cubs run that they had a few years back to win their first World Series.
And Logan Roy, how about you?
I think in 46 with the Cardinals against the Yankees that I saw something similar to this. But you should know, son, that whatever you have in life, I the response, why compare runs?
Why do we compare runs? Just accept that this is a great run. Where am I looking? It's a great run. And I think that you just accept it for that. You don't have to make comparisons.
So will history look at this as a great team or a good team on a run, Lil Nas?
History is going to look at this as a great team for a couple of different reasons. This is a squad that has drafted and developed talent. We're not talking about a bunch of guys that have been put together from a bunch of different places. Mike Rizzo, the guy, he said, y'all can't tell me nothing. This is how you do it.
You can't tell him nothing. No, that's absolutely a shot. About that, the front office is going to have to make some decisions about some of their MVP candidates, Strasburg and Rendon specifically. But about the MVP, Gardner, who'd you have? Strasburg, Rendon, Soto?
Let me tell you something, Tony. You ever track a raccoon with Mike Leach? Here's what he'll tell you. You can go a good mile if you don't see those tracks right in front of you. You'll never find them. You get what I'm saying, Tony?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is the mile, okay, and the tracks are Strasburg.
Sam Darnold, spleen, your MVP?
Tony, you can't pick one MVP. They're like organs. They all work together. That's what the Nationals are. They're all working together. But if I had to pick one, I guess I'd go Steven Strasburg. There is no Game 7 unless Strasburg comes up big in Game 6 in Houston against Justin Verlander.
Logan Roy?
It's like trying to pick my successor among Kendall and Shiv and Roman. You can't pick one, I don't think. I think why not have two different MVPs? One an MVP that would be most valuable pitcher, and one an MVPP, most valuable position player. That way, everybody would have liked it, Rendon, and you would have whatever that pitcher's name.
Okay, there we go. Old Town Road, anything to add here? Let's ask Billy Ray Cyrus.
Strasburg.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Hold on. Yeah? For Strasburg, this was a bit of a career situation right here. He came out, he was a Porsche. These days, he's riding on his horse, the workhorse for this team. He did well.
I like Adam Eaton. He looks like he could sit a horse and wear a hat.
Houston Astros, 336 wins over the last three seasons. That's the most in history. The loss here with some home field disadvantage while pitching three Cy Youngs over six games. Billy Ray Cyrus, how should Astro fans feel today?
Tony, they shouldn't just be brokenhearted. I think we know what they are. They've got achy, breaky hearts today. They are stunned by what they witnessed. They are used to dominating teams in Minute Maid Field, and they lost all four games. Verlander and Cole went 1-3. The Nats took a wrecking ball to this team, if you will, and they don't know how that happened.
Minshew?
Well, Tony, I'd like to tell them, don't you worry. This ain't the bottom. It feels like the bottom. But the bottom is when I beat the Texans this week.
Did you guys hear Gerrit Cole after the game? Gerrit Cole, yes, he's going to be a free agent. Didn't seem like he was hanging around much for some post-game conversation.
I don't have to do it at all?
No.
I have to do it?
I want you to be available.
I mean, I'm not employed. I'm not employed.
Is it okay to say that, Logan Roy?
You know what you tell him? You just tell him he's fungible. You can get rid of him on a moment's notice. We could bring somebody else in and be the star pitcher for this team. So let him go. If that's the attitude he has, in terms of the people in Houston, I know how they feel. The people in Dundee, their entire lives, they felt bad like this.
Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, 45 at the top of the charts. Minshew, 32. Sam Darnold, spleen. Still trying to just comprehend what that is, 31. And Logan Roy hanging on for dear life at 20. I'm still not convinced, by the way, that that isn't Israel Gutierrez just doing a great Tim Palaszczuk doing Billy Ray Cyrus. We will remember Israel Gutierrez here, the dynasty of the ghosts of Halloween, who's taking a year off.
Tony Reed. This Gutierrez kid that thinks he's the king of Halloween.
Can you smell?
Don't let him talk to me.
Fire Cell is next. Stick around.
Duval!
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
If you're just joining us, Logan Roy making an appearance in Plasma One. Raccoon and spiders in his chimney right now. Old Town Road, appropriately, with the 45. Gardner Minshew stretching in his jog strap. I see what you're doing there. Sam Darnold's spleen has a new look for us as well in Plasma Number 4.
Just taking a bath, Tone. Clean the spleen.
Let's go to buy or sell. Steph Curry, broken hand, out 1 to 2 months. The terrible, horrible, no good start to Golden State's season continues. It was 83-54 Suns when this happened. Logan Roy, what do you buy?
Well, just call me L to the OG. I'm buying that 2 weeks ago, I thought this team was going to finish in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference. Then last week, I thought they're going to finish at the very bottom of the playoffs. Now I think they're not going to be in the playoffs, and they're one of the worst teams in the league. They just lost their main scorer. They got no other scores. They got a bunch of young people. It's
Would
the
you,
end.
Logan Roy, everything. Tank this team? Would you tank the entire organization for the season?
I would buy it as I buy everything and just put them out of business.
Old Town Road.
I thought old Steph was going to have a big comeback like me this year, but with that broken hand, the Warriors are looking a lot like the albums from the middle of my career. Not good.
Gardner Minshew.
You know, sometimes when a superstar goes down, ain't all that bad. Sometimes a six-round pick with a golden arm and a Reynolds stash emerges like a phoenix from the fire. You know, Flint made that fire. Gardner Flint Minshew the second. So I guess now it's time for Jordan Poole. Hashtag passion of the pool.
Okay, thank you, Gardner. And Sam Darnold Spleen, are you still with us?
Yeah, Tony, let me ask you a question, okay? The Warriors should tank, but let me ask you a question. How come when the kid from Sixth Sense, he sees Ghost and he wins an Academy Award, yet when I see Ghost, people like Mike Greenberg and Mina Kimes, they mock me for weeks? What's going on there?
It's a great question, Sam Darnold. Spleen, I don't believe I have an answer for you. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, the cat fight. What do we think Charles Oakley and Rick Mahorn were thinking watching this? Karl Anthony Towns on the floor tapping out something he's not going to love being on the internet forever. Joel Embiid raised by lions. If lions were known for pretending to win fights no matter what, then going online and doing it again with their lion words. Ben Simmons was called a peacemaker in this. NBA's investigating. Lil Nas X, what do you buy?
I'm definitely selling Ben Simmons. I thought he had his hat down, cross town, working on his jump shot. Turns out he's out here looking like a rock star, getting ready to fish hook guys. He is not a peacemaker in this situation. He was doing way too much.
Gardner Minshew.
Tony, you ever done wrestled with an alligator? Tussled with the whale? You think you got it all under control, and then you remember what you forgot. They got a tail, and you don't. And I'll tell you what. Ben Simmons' sleeper hold is the tail. Cat got caught by the tail, but the NBA is the one who should be worried about being in a room full of rocking chairs.
Sam Spleen, where are you?
I mean, they're clearly questioning Karl Anthony Towns' heart, man. I'd like to start questioning spleen. Why does the heart get so much love and no one pays attention to the spleen? They should start saying, hey, that guy's got no spleen. You know what I'm saying?
Logan Roy?
Yes, I think that it's all about Karl Anthony Towns. He started it, and then he finished it by being in a wrestling match and tapping out. But you got Simmons. That's the best shot he's made all year long on Karl Anthony Towns.
Logan Roy, I think you lost your Scottish accent a little bit there. Maybe on the private jet back from across the pond. Sam Darnold, well, you went mano a mano with Gardner Minshew in Old Town Road today, but it wasn't enough. Sam, taking a seat. Logan Roy, taking a seat.
What? What?
Old Town Road, Gardner Minshew in showdown next. As we take our break, the best athlete Halloween. Check this out. Jimmy Graham and his trainer, Aaron Judge, and Jose Altuve. That's Isaiah Thomas as an Oompa Loompa. DeAndre Hopkins, Genie, Walker Buehler, taking a day off with Ferris Buehler. We'll be back. Showdown next.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Metro, the best deal in wireless.
So if you're just joining us, this will make about as much sense as the show normally does. Lil Nas X and Billy
Tony,
Ray Cyrus.
Tony, I got something for
you,
Tony.
Gardner Minshew, what do you got for me?
We're heading to London.
Yeah.
We're heading to London. It's my union job.
Come on. No. Whoa. Showdown. Let's get out of here.
Did that play a role in you leaving Golden State?
A little bit, yeah, for sure.
You want to expand on that at all?
Yeah, I mean, your teammate talked to you that way. You think about it a bit, but, you know, we talked about it, but definitely, for sure, I'm not going to lie about it.
Lil Nas X, Gardner Minshew, welcome to Showdown. Fair or foul on Durant, Nas?
I think it's fair. He didn't want to cheat on his baby, so he went and asked her. And what he found out was that, you know what? The relationship was not there. I love the way all this drama's playing out on all these different shows instead of just person to person, though.
It's like Leach said, it's breakfast, ham and eggs. The chicken is involved, but the pig is committed. Durant never was the pig. That's why so many eggs get broke when he makes an omelet.
We'll move on. Rockets 159, Wizards 158 under the cover of nobody from Houston or Washington watching the third highest scoring game in regulation in history and nobody watching. So Clint Capella took 14 steps. And Harden had 59 points. What's the takeaway, Gardner?
Well, 59 points is impressive. What's more impressive, my Madden rating is 69.
You know, Harden and old Russ are fun to watch, but Miley guards her privacy better than they guard other NBA players. It's going to be a long slog.
That's a good one, too. I don't know. I think the union jock has to put this one over the top for Gardner Minshew II, today's champion.
You know, we're headed to London. My coach, Doug Marrone, says it is discombobulating like seeing a rattler come through at sunset. You can't tell if it's a stick or a snake. I'll tell you what, he says Bologna is the thing that'll keep us together. I'll tell you what's keeping me together out across the pond. Nice bottle of Crown right before the game. Here comes another win, boys. Duval!
All right. Gardner Minshew wins this year's edition of Hornoween. Logan Roy, thank you for joining us, Old Town Road. Another number one hit for you. Gardner, put that thing away.
Yeah.
Put that thing away, Gardner. Hey, Stu Gatz, let me see it. Take out that sleeve. Let me see it.